Blog Talk Radio.
Economic Development Cooperative, LLC,
which is a global business organization designed to change the way that we do business with and among ourselves and others. And the mission is to build, maintain, and pass to future generations the machinery of true economic empowerment for our people. And it's a cooperative business, using the cooperative model, a unique cooperative model. There are many cooperative models, but Us Lifting Us has its own unique brand of cooperative. And a cooperative is a democratically run business where the members are also owners. And with Us Lifting Us, the members are owners, and everyone has an equal say and equal vote, and all members have only one vote, so there's no member that would be dominating the others in any kind of way. Everyone has a vote. Every member has a vote. And make sure that if you have not done so, that you go to the webpage usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com, and be sure to go through that and briefly. With regard to the homepage, we urge you to if you're not on the homepage, if you just click on where it says go to the website and you open up the homepage, you will see as you scroll through the homepage on the very right, there are three videos that it's very important that you take a look at. And the top one will be an online presentation of Us Lifting Us that has about 12 slides and it's about 15 or 17 minutes long. And it's very important that you go through that presentation, and at the end you would be able to give a contact information to request further information, as well as you would also be able to apply for membership. And when I say apply for membership, you must apply for membership. Membership is not automatic. You have to apply because there's requirements to be a member of Us Lifting Us, and a major one is that you have to be Black African in order to be a member of Us Lifting Us. We have in our business model that we are able to in legal ways to be able to make that stipulation that you must be Black African. And Us Lifting Us takes a strong position that significant economic advancement is impossible with traditional entrepreneurship and business ownership alone, and we've got to have a radically different approaches are required, and the ULU Cooperative Economic Plan adds the otherwise missing and vitally necessary element. Checking in, Brother Shabaka, are you there? I'm missing you right at the moment, Brother Shabaka. If you can hear me, just press 1 on your phone. And all right, is that
Hello? You,
Brother Shabaka, at 3440?
Yes, sir. Yes, brother, this is I.
Good, good. Welcome to the call. And so we're already moving along. And so with regard to any opening statements, tell us how you're doing and anything that you've got on your mind as we proceed with this call tonight.
Brother, I am doing fine. I give all praise to the ancestors and the Almighty. I'm glad that I have they've granted me an opportunity to be with you all and the family. I'd like to thank you, the host, ULU, and the listening audience for giving me an opportunity to share with them some insight that I might have, and they, in turn, insights that they might have. So I am very grateful and honored to be on this program tonight.
Good. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, brother. Good. Any other things, any other words you want to share with us right now?
Not so much. There's been a couple things that's on my mind, and I noticed, and maybe some of you have if you've been keeping in contact with the news It's been in the news, out of the news, now it's back in the news, and that is Amazon, large corporation, which is now looking for a new home, or rather another home for its headquarters. And what's interesting is that a number of cities have been prostituting themselves trying to encourage Amazon, all right, to set up stock there. I think it has tremendous implications on whatever city it happens to land in. And in most cases, it'll land in a large metropolitan area. And in that metropolitan area will be a large African population. And then in that population, we can see that there's the possibility that there will be dispossession of home, property, and everything as a consequence of relocating and causing property values to rise. And that will have a tremendous impact. And that is contrary to what Hulu, my understanding of what Hulu was trying to do in terms of building business and economic development. I can say more about that as we go on. Yes, go ahead, brother.
Yes, well, you're talking about a very serious matter because you're talking about another instance where more and more in large numbers of our people would be displaced and suffering, and we certainly don't need any more suffering. We've suffered for many, many, many generations, and it has not stopped in terms of the ones that the perpetrators of that suffering. Family members, anybody that does not have the call-in number is 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and when you've got a question or comment, just press 1 on your phone and we will recognize you and you would be live on the air. And also, we encourage you, as always, in this world that we're in, always strive to have pen and paper and take notes so that you can have a question and know what your question is and call in and we can talk and ask the questions, ask the hard questions, and we would most likely be able to answer them. And if we cannot, we certainly will find a answer. And on the web page, usliftingus.com, make sure you've got that pen and paper and take notes, because we do want you to take a real good look at Us Lifting Us so that you've got clarity of what it's all about. And if you got any questions or comments when you go to the web page, you can always contact us by telephone and also by email. Email is at info@usliftingus.com. That's info at usliftingus.com. info@usliftingus.com. And also, you can call the home office at 404-592-2780. 404-592-2780. Baba Shabaka, you were speaking about Amazon and how it's going to affect people, and you probably got some more you're going to share. What kind of locations that would be a prime location that they may be interested in?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I heard a beep, and I didn't know if I was disconnected or not. Well, it's trying to identify, you know, it has an office on the West Coast. It's trying to, well, some East Coast cities are trying to attract Amazon. And what they're doing is trying to, one, entice it to come here by tax break. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Port in and out. But this is a corporate office. It's their second office. So a lot of misunderstanding may be in the minds, because it claims that it will bring in 50,000 jobs. And of course, to a city, and to a city in which there is a depression in the labor force in terms of work, yeah, that seems very encouraging, 50,000 people. But these are 50,000 highly skilled people. All right, so there has to be easy access to and from that location. All right. Of course, we understand the energy necessary in order to do high-tech processing. And, of course, a foundation of schools which will educate a populace to be able to work and work at high-paying jobs. We're talking about six figures. Now, if you look at the large area that Amazon, whether it's in a Baltimore city, a Philadelphia, a New York, all right, any metropolitan area, all right, it has to have at least those things, schools so that it can hire, all right, a very skilled labor force, easy access to and from that corporation. We want, you know, corporations run on time. So they want this labor force to get there. They want this labor force to leave and bring in the next ship. All right. And then, of course, the transportation such that the labor force can get there. So there's some infrastructure things that is necessary. I said also about the energy requirements in order to run high-tech firms. So you got a number of cities that is saying they are best suited in order to do that. Thing that we miss is that in order to bring in a Amazon or any large corporation which occupies acreage of land, all right, and then not necessarily be valued for the tax that would normally be assessed like other businesses or family dwelling, that means then that tax breaks being extended to Amazon, all right, will not necessarily go into the city budget, all right, to deal with services that the city or government or local government provides. In addition to that, what the city is looking towards is that 50,000 high-paying people will attract a large tax base, all right, so that it can carry out services, all right, even though it may be displacing citizens who have been in that area for 10, 15, 20, and 30 years. All right, so what happens? You got a large corporation, multi-billion-dollar corporation that comes into an area. All right, it gentrifies that area by displacing the local population there, and oftentimes that local population look like us, like Africans, all right. And then in displacing us, then you have another situation where that local population in turn tries to find at least some place where it can habitat and survive, even though it's been living in that area for 10, 15, 20 years. Amazon, on the other hand, doesn't have to pay taxes because usually most of the cities will provide tax relief or breaks. All right, so Amazon come in, doesn't have to pay the taxes on the land that is occupying. Very sweet deal. And, of course, the city gets the tax, the 50,000 workers, high-paying workers, that, of course, have come in looking for homes, apartments, value those homes and apartments shoot up, which causes the displacement in the first place. All right. So corporation, got a lot of employees, got some shareholders. They run the corporation, but the employees have no say in the operation of that establishment. As in Ulu, Ulu is a for-profit, membership-based, owner cooperative business enterprise. The owners are the people, are the members of that cooperative. Are the workers are the members of that cooperative. All right. Pull our resources together, open up businesses in our community, not displaced by our community, but in our community, all right, and then merge into other industries. All right, for an example, we have a coffee house in Atlanta. And that coffee house, when I was there, is doing well. It may be other coffee houses that might be opening up in the Atlanta area or other cities. Infrastructurally, what are the things that lead to the selling production of coffee or the opening up a coffee house? Distribution, cooperation with growers, having the ability to roast. See, these are things, these are enterprises that's part of developing an economy And I think that the model that Hulu has set provides that and not the model that Amazon is operating under now. So that's just a little insight on how people are displaced when large corporations come in there. And then people think that 50,000 jobs is 50,000 jobs, but it's 50,000 jobs of highly technical people. All right. The schools have got to be there. The schools, you can't pay for the schools. It costs you $100,000, and you know, school debt to do that. So the people making the money has to have a large paying job to pay off the tuition costs that they absorb over the years and years of going to school so that they can work in a place like Amazon or someplace like that. The other people who are going to second-run schools are not fully funded, all right, lose out, and then usually what you see evolved is the depressed area, and in some cases the kinds of things that we call ghettoish or what have you, which leads to immense poverty and difficulties to get out of that predicament. So that's my insight, my beef, you know, with not my beef with Amazon. Amazon is doing what Amazon is supposed to do, which is to exploit and profit for the few that owns and operate that company. Our job is not to let them do that.
Good word, brother. Good. Family members, we choose that you are really taking in what he was saying and all of the implications and how that's will definitely affect us wherever they may be in other similar industries. So more than ever, we have got to really unify, pool together, pool our resources, and us lifting us does have a winning plan to take control of the economics of our community. It's not a model that we're just talking about already in place, working, it's effective. And when you look at situations such as Amazon that we were talking about, and them employing 50,000 that could be high-end, skilled, trained, educated people. But also in most all workplaces, our people have forever had problems, even conflicts, dealing with management and other employees that would create conflict just because of who you are. So like the last poet said years ago, that you're going to go through some changes dealing with others because you're black. And so we want you to be aware of that. And Us Lifting Us is here. You need to take a real good look, take notes, and join, and where we can go and build industries of our own and employ ourselves and also have workplaces where we're not being harassed just because you're black. And there's just so much more to add to that. Family members, once again, if you've got comments, questions, the number is 929-477-2789, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And Baba Hakima, based on what we've talked about so far, have you got any comments, anything you'd like to add to the conversation, Baba Hakima?
Greetings, brother. Brother Shabaka, it may be his phone that's some background noise. And you may have to.
Hello?
Is that
Greetings,
Shabaka?
Brother. Am I clear now?
Yeah. But when you left the mic, there's some background noise. So we need to make sure that that's taken care of.
Okay.
But Brother Thurman, one of the things I wanted to just briefly, and of course, Shabaka, Atlanta may be one of the cities in the running for Amazon. I think it's
okay.
One of the finalists, and that's an interesting move. And of course, staying on Amazon for a moment, 3 or 4 days ago, they introduced, and maybe it was a few days before that, Amazon introduced its entry into the pharmaceutical retail end of the business. In other words, in competition with Walgreens and Rite Aid and some of the other pharmacies. And they're running a series of commercials about PillPack, this company that ships your medicines to your door. They're already sorted and in little packs, and you just simply go online, order your pharmaceuticals, and Amazon delivers them to your door. And sure enough, all of the major pharmacies in the country took a hit the moment that was announced. And so Amazon is quite a predator, and a high level or superior predator in the marketplace and in the environment where they are. But I just mentioned that. But the one thing, Brother Thurman, I did want to mention, when brothers and sisters come to the broadcast, you'll see a theme, Dare to Win. And I did want to just give a brief explanation as to why we use that theme. In our struggle, very often we are reduced or minimized to accepting less than really what we want, a secondary objective as opposed to a primary objective. The primary objective of every people's struggle is to win, to arrive at a place where you have no masters, where you are and your people are the self-determined entities in place that determine the security and welfare of your people. So in Ulu, we feel that the economic empowerment system that we have developed and we're continuing to perfect is a part of a people's social movement that speaks to our desire to be a self-determining, self-governing, sovereign, and having no masters other than ourselves. And so when we say dare to win, we want us not only to have the attitude, but have the mentality, the patience, the attention to detail, that we are building systems and institutions that are not temporary, that are not stopgap, that are a part of a long-term strategy, such that we can push those systems and institutions into the future and have our children and our grandchildren to man them. But in every case, the goal, the objective, is economic self-determination or economic freedom. And, of course, you don't have economic freedom alone. You've got to have, if you're successful, then you've got to have the other elements of it so that it's social. We sometimes separate economics, politics, and culture as the three elements of a society. And Dr. Clark, in one of his videos, he basically said to us in understanding those three dynamics that economics is how you take care of your basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, whatever might be a basic need at the time. So economics is how you take care of your basic needs. Politics is how you organize your economics, and culture is how you spice the two. That's very symptomatic, obviously. But in again, Dare to Win simply suggests that we, as members of ULU, as persons who have taken some responsibility to build out the system, the process, the institutions, we, to the extent that is capable, that we are capable, are seeking to and choosing to be long-distance thinkers. And so victory for us is when we're able to ensure the safety and welfare of our people. And you can't have anybody in charge of your economics, your politics, and your culture if your goal is to ensure the safety and welfare of your people. control has to be in your hands. So I just simply say that as an indication of what we mean when we say dare to win. And when we say dare to win, I mean, we really mean that. And hopefully the membership picks up that rhythm and that mantra, that energy, and that everything that we do is crafted, managed in the spirit of total victory for African people on the planet. Thank you for that, Brother Thurman.
And thank you so much, Bob. Yeah. It was beautiful, beautiful. Bob, Shabaka, you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I think the brother had eloquently described what we are about, the reason and why, and, you know, our early discussion on Amazon, and as Brother pointed out, the predatory practice of Amazon, why we need an ULU. So I don't have anything else to add. I think he laid it out very clearly and distinctly as to why.
Yes, you're so right, brother. I agree. So family members, take heed. You should be taking notes, and we've got to prepare ourselves. And a major part of our preparation, survival strategy that we must have is to unify and pool our resources. And at Us Lifting Us, we ask you to have courage, be determined, be like Fannie Lou Hamer and many other courageous ancestors. And we're asking you to stick your neck out so that we can make progress, because our liberation does require our participation. But all of these different things, with scenarios that's being talked about tonight, we really need to factor in, and as you listen, just visualize in your mind, how is it affecting us, and how is it going to affect us personally as a community, and affect the children that's coming behind us. And so we've got to really, really critically examine what you see, what you hear, and give thought and visualizations of how it's going to affect you. And so what was mentioned about Amazon and the pharmaceuticals, we as a people need to step away from being dependent on the pharmaceuticals, because, number one, if we embrace natural living where we're not, for the most part, subject to needing any pharmaceuticals, and it can be done because there are sisters and brothers that are doing that, then you're staying well. That's a big, big, big plus. And along with that, the money that's involved in being dependent, and even if you have insurance and the copay, there's lots of pharmaceuticals that the copay is tremendously, tremendously high. I know in the last couple of years, an elder went to the counter in a drugstore, and her copay was $300+. And I tried to be quiet because I wanted to just blurt out, take control of your health so that you wouldn't be subject to that. And so with that money that we can improve our health by getting involved in natural health, just like our original people were, and we would be healthy. But not only that, we can take those resources that we would be spending on pharmaceuticals and other medical-related things and do things to strengthen the economic position of our people. And we need to go forth, and one of the slides that's on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page talks about making decisive action with our money. We must make decisive action of our money and stop the drain of dollars that's constantly going out of our community, and keep those dollars and go forth and build powerful economic empires and cultural empires that we can get back to the rightful place that we deserve to be. And family members, that's on the call, you got any questions or comments, make sure you press 929 477-2789, 929 477-2789. And when you are ready, make sure that you press 1. That would put you in the queue so that you can speak to us and give us your question or comment. Brother Shabaka, tell
yes,
me something.
Brother.
In your experience in terms of when it comes to African people and this subject about learning, and especially in this, for the most part, in the public school systems, there's it's been successful for forever in miseducating our people. And as Carter G. Woodson, I believe, wrote in his book, The Miseducation of the Negro in 1932, if I'm correct, he said that the public school systems are set up in a way that it miseducates our children, and that has the effect of breaking the self-esteem of our children, and especially the black males, so that as they continue to grow, it will have them distracted into destructive behaviors. But yet, with that known, and it's known that there's an epidemic of dropouts in the schools in our communities, and I mean epidemic, you know, where there's places where it's 40%, even 50%. But also, there are African schools where the attendance rate is in the 90-some percent range. And so what is it about this miseducation, and when we correct that, how would that affect our unity movement? You got any comments on that?
Yes. First of all, the school system, our educational system, as they call it, is institutionalized, and thus, being that, it has to serve the society or the controllers of the society. So therefore, you're not being really educated. You're being trained to occupy some position in the socioeconomic order. You know, very few people are trained. Even those who may go to Harvard are not really educated. They're trained to be able to assume a certain, to operate at a certain level that the people who basically runs and controls the economic order of this country or Western Europe, have a pool of highly skilled folks in order to, they can count on to sustain their hegemony over the economic order. So they're not training. So I have to, you know, if you're in that order, I have to train you to do my bidding, not necessarily your own. So when, Dr. Carter G. Woodson spoke about the miseducation. It's what anybody would do if my intent is to be greedy, to exploit the labor that's there, all right, to do my bidding, all right, then I'm not necessarily going to provide them with the essential troops or history in particular, but only the necessary skills in order to operate. Now, take the Baltimore education system for a minute. The amount of money that is paid per student is probably one of the highest. To educate a student in Baltimore is probably one of the highest in the country, but we have such a tremendous dropout rate. Most of that money is going to administration. Our administrators are well taken care of. A lot of those administrators look like you and I. Let me say that again. A lot of those administrators look like you and I. All right.
Yes.
So in our school system, you know, how students are being deprived of the necessary, they're not there to be educated, but they're being deprived of the necessary skills and tools to become functional members of their community. All right. Obviously, they're being schooled to fulfill the penal system industrial complex, not necessarily feel anything else. That's the miseducation that is going on, because I can't have you be educated, because after a while you'll begin to learn about yourself, and then obviously you will resist. And then seek to become sovereign of that oppressiveness. So, and that really affects the school systems throughout. We have an educational system which is highly bureaucratic. A lot of the money is going to pay for administrative salaries. Very few money is going towards, and particularly in the public school systems. And then as you get in the private school system, a little different setup, because at least the private school systems are designed to provide and to train those folks who are going to be the managers and leaders to fulfill the what we call capitalists, those folks who control the economic engine throughout the world to fulfill their businesses and what have you. The African-centered school system, you know, maintains such high rates of retaining folks because they teach our history. They attempt to educate, not just train. See, there's a difference between training and educating, all right? And it's true that we have some of our students who are very successful in the private or the public school sectors and who become very, do very well in the socioeconomic order that's there. And they are compensated very well. But they make up a minor percent. The majority of us don't have that capability. We got something like 35 to 40% of people, families living below the poverty line. Doesn't leave very much room for folks who are struggling just to sustain themselves. All right. So this is the kind of environment in which we find ourselves in. And this is the kind of environment, you know, that we try to move ourselves out of. And the economic blueprint model, whatever you want to call it, I think that Hulu provides, you know, allows us to be able to that, because in order even to operate and utilize that model, you must be educated and solidified in knowing about yourself. Because you have to ask the question, why do I need to do it? What happened to me? You know, where am I right now? Where do I need to go? And those are the kind of questions you're going to need in order to economically, collectively move ahead. Just my thoughts on that particular subject. I'm glad you raised that question.
Good, 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 brother. Family members, pay attention, take notes. That's very, very serious about what's going on. And as the brother said, we've got to move ourselves out of these positions and these predicaments and even traps that are set for us. And Us Lifting Us does have a plan in place. As I said earlier, if you have not gone to the website, usliftingus.com, please make sure that you do that. In Us Lifting Us, there's much more to cover in terms of the workings of Us Lifting Us than we will get to in this hour, but we invite you to take note, ask questions. You can email us, you can call us, and you can leave contact on the website. So just be aware of that, that on the website that you can leave your contact information, and we will most certainly, someone from the board will contact you and help you and guide you so that you can give strong consideration to participating in our operation. And one of the things I'd like to just add is that Us Lifting Us has a process that they're following, and one of them is that there's three different stages towards us really accelerating our plan. And just to be brief, you know, in the slide presentation that's on the web page, it talks about the money train. And the money train is being loaded with members. And there's a point where the community, the members, are buying in and they're securing a seat on this money train. And as that money train fills up with passengers, and in order to be a passenger, of course, you need to apply for membership. And if you're accepted for membership, then you would be paying $50 a year. You'd have to pay your $50, which is your annual membership, which is due every year. And also, to get a seat on the money train, we're asking you to pledge to purchase a capital unit. A capital unit which is $1,000 that will not only, you are already a member, but the capital unit will put you in position and qualify you to receive distributions of profits and bonuses and things along that line when that time when we start distributing profit. And also, when you've got your seat and you've applied and been accepted as a member, you paid your $50 a year, and you are purchasing at least one capital unit, which is $1,000. And family members, for any of the family members that cannot pay $1,000, we do have what's called the power of 100. And the power of 100, you're not signing a contract, it's voluntary, but we are asking you to pay towards your unit. And the power of 100 program is where sisters and brothers have already agreed and are sending in to the company, the corporation, $100 a month. And all of each time you send in that $100, it would be applied towards you accumulating a capital unit. And if you continue to pay it, then that would just be towards your next capital unit. And getting back to the money train and the capital unit, when the money train reaches the money that's in the passengers that's on board of the money train that would equal a certain dollar amount, the money train is going to be ready to leave and go to its next destination. And when the money train is loaded and it takes off, the members that are on that money train, the first money train, your capital unit, and this only applies to the ones that's on the first money train, your capital unit will be doubled. And so if you have one capital unit, when the money train takes off, the first money train takes off, your capital units would be two for one. So it would be have a value of not $1,000, but $2,000. And so if you purchase five capital units on that first money train, your capital units would be doubled, and it would be $10,000. And this is just some food for thought. There's so much about us lifting us. And also recognize that everyone that's on that first money train, when it takes off to go to its destination, everyone that would be founders, the original Us Lifting Us members, founders, the first us in the Us Lifting Us, when we build our Us Lifting Us marketplace, you know, which would be a large, big box type business, that could range anywhere from 150,000 square feet, maybe a little bigger, maybe a little smaller, depending on the location. But there would be a plaque put there that would memorialize or remember forever the original founding members of Us Lifting Us. And so I hope that you receive that message. It's very necessary that we stick our neck out and we realize that we must participate in our liberation. And, Baba Hekima, have you got any further questions or comments you'd like to add to the subject about the money train or anything else?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. It's been a while since I've heard that explanation, and so thank you for that. But to back up a little bit even before that, because that particular explanation is a part of a marketing strategy, of course. But Dr. King and his voice is on our website. When you go there, you'll hear Malcolm and Dr. King's voice as soon as you open up our website. And Dr. King, in referring to the large amount of money that flows through our fingers as the African in America, but it's even larger than that, of course, when we consider our brothers and sisters around the world. But he makes the statement in referring to those dollars, those when in his lifetime there were tens or hundreds of billions, and of course is being referred to now as a little more than $1 trillion in earnings power. Of course, that's not wealth. But in referring to that money, he says that's power if you know how to pool it.
Yes.
Again, he says that's power if you know how to pool it. So what ULU is, more than anything else, is a method, and I say an exact method, for how we aggregate resources, not only our dollars, but our talent, our skills, our genius, that we aggregate those, that we pool those, we bring those together. And we then have a prescription in terms of how we actually use those dollars and build wealth for the community. But you know, if the community doesn't own it, then there's a problem. So in everything that we say around ULU and our economic empowerment plan, at its base, it's a way of pooling capital, bringing it into an arena where we collectively own and manage the resources. We build businesses that we own, and those businesses do three things in general. They provide a needed good or service, they create jobs, and they always are built towards producing a surplus, or what we call a profit. And then from that surplus, we contribute to charity and endowment, and we also provide a direct return, or what some people would call a dividend, back to our members. And it's in that way that we continue to build the pool, because part of the surplus that comes from each of our businesses also goes back into the bigger pool to strengthen our business base and to expand it. So what ULU is offering more than anything else is a way for us to gain greater control of the economics of our community and to expand that to other communities, to connect those communities, and to connect us globally from an economic perspective. And, of course, brothers and sisters know that we already, from a business perspective, are involved in coffee, but we're not wedded to coffee. It could very well be transportation, energy, hospitality, manufacturing, agriculture. It really matter. The criteria, again, does it meet a need in the community, a needed product, good, or service? Can it create jobs, well-paying jobs, and can it turn a profit? And with the profits or surplus, we put part of it back into the big pool for expansion. We give a portion to charity, and then a portion is returned to the people who made it happen, the brothers and sisters who secured ownership units in ULU. And so what we're asking brothers and sisters to do, to put on your analytical cap and to look at ULU and study our website, our documents, everything that we do, to see if, in fact, we have prescribed a method by which we can build economically in our local communities and grow that. So that would be all that I would have to share. And just stick a pin in that Dr. King says, when referring to the amount of money that flows through our fingers, he said that's power if you know how to pool it. He didn't say that's power if we can create 5 more billionaires or 100 more millionaires, or, you know, we can be successful in this business or that. But he's talking about, when he speaks about pooling it, he's talking about aggregation, our coming together and managing a large reservoir of economic and social capital as a collective, as a cooperative. And that is the major contribution, the major success of Hulu. We have actually put that mechanism in place. Thank you, Brother Thurman.
And thank you so much, Baba Hakima. And Brother Shabaka, before I go, we go any further, we've got a caller on the line. I want to recognize the caller with the last four numbers, 4310. Give us your name and background noise if you can. Hard for us to hear you, brother. 4310, please give us your name and what city are you calling from. Dropped off. Well, caller, you dropped off the call, but if you can call back, we've still got a few minutes. We did want to recognize you and be inspired by whatever you had to bring to the call. Family members, Brother Shabaka, we've got a few minutes left. You've got any other things that you'd like to share before we get to the end of the call?
Yeah, brother, if I could just go back a minute when you had talked about earlier about the democratic aspect, you know, of Hulu as compared, let's say, to an Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon is governed by its board of directors. All right. Some of them are major stockholders. Not the board, but, you know, it's governed. The board, the stockholders put the board of directors in managerial positions. So, as you said earlier, if I might be a person in Hulu that has maybe 1,000 shares, if I can use that term, and you have one share, I have no power over you. I have one vote. You have one vote. That's not the way it's operate in Amazon. And in fact, the workers, the high-paying workers getting those big salaries in Amazon in the high-tech area, all right, have no say in the operation of the company, where you, as a result of your collective participation, and as Baba Hakima said, you know, we're into developing and opening up new enterprises. And if you're in a particular locale, you've done the research, all right, and you see the feasibility of something opening up that might not necessarily be coffee or coffee related. All right, that input is vital. All right, to particularly the board in assessing, well, what kind of industry can we assist in opening up in that locale that you've been researching. All right, you can't tell Amazon to do that. You know, Amazon will not do that. Amazon will have its own statistician, its own marketing people, all right, to make a decision on where they have to set up their office. And then it will go about it to see what kind of government perks it can get in order to establish a location at the lowest cost to itself while it maximizes profits. But it was a very, very good point. You know, the difference between a Hulu prospering and profiting, and how we see the impact of the success of what we want to do as opposed to the predatory practice of Amazon in order to enrich its large shareholders.
Yes. Good, good. Thank you for that. Family members, we are coming to the end of the call, and the caller that that got dropped off, please call us back. We're here every Thursday. Call us back next week. And our time is running out, and we've got so much to cover, as I had said earlier. And so please make sure that you visit our website and take a real good look and give strong consideration to why we should, more of us, in mass numbers now, not 10 years from now, pool our resources and build powerful economic empires and be in position to take care and leave a legacy for the babies and to be in a powerful position to do more to save the babies and to save the people. And We also didn't get into it. Was mentioned that our first business, which opened up around February, is Cafe Ulu. And as the time is running out, make sure that you just write down Cafe Ulu, C-A-F-E-U-L-U, CafeUlu.com, CafeUlu.com, which is our coffee house and networking lounge, and it also is used on a regular basis very often to have various events of all types, educational and things about concerning health with our elders and even gatherings with our elders where Cafe Ulu is giving free food, including coffee and smoothies and various wraps and pastries and things like that. Cafe Ulu is there for the community. Make sure that if you're in Atlanta, that you come there on a regular basis and support Cafe Ulu, cafeulu.com. And also, make sure you look at their website and you find out about the various coffees that they have to offer, including from Cameroon and Ethiopia and other African nations, and also, I believe, some Caribbean. And you can also, if you're not in Atlanta, you can order coffee by mail. So please check out Cafe Ulu, cafeulu.com, cafeulu.com. And if you have not gone to the Us Lifting Us page, usliftingus.com. And Brother Shabaka, thank you so much for being on the call this evening, and look forward to many, many other gatherings where we can share some good, vital information to our people. And Baba Hakima, always thank you, big brother, for being with us and all of the good word that you shared also. And as we...
Thank you, brother.
Yes, brother. So all of the family members, we thank you for being on the call. And I would like to just share one of our big brothers, Brother Kim Beasy. And if you go to the Us Lifting Us Facebook page, you'll be able to find it there. But this is just some closing word from Brother Kim Beasy. And it says, cooperatives and cooperation must replace capitalism and competition before meaningful and significant change will be won. Now, everyone must take a stand. Everyone must take a stand. The youth, their parents, and everyone must determine which way we will go. He says, which way we will go. And the last words are, chaos or community. So which one, family members, are you choosing, chaos or community? We have the opportunity to choose the right one, community. Join us. Be a part of the Us Lifting Us community. We are here every Thursday from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you go to the Us Lifting Us Facebook web page. Make sure that you visit cafeulu.com, usliftingus.com, and communicate with us, and we've got much more. Join us, and we got to take control of the economics of our community, or we will forever be at the mercy of others. Thank you so much.
One, two, three. With lots of signs.
on, so let's do it, so let's go.